here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Phineas Boys. Rawlins, Wyoming came into being in 1867 when General John A. Rawlins discovered a spring in a draw and decided upon the locality as a good place for a settlement. As the railroad pushed westward, Rawlins grew rapidly into a peaceful and beautiful community. But like many another western town, Rawlins in its pioneer days was rough and tough. Especially when the Phineas boys, Caleb and Tony, made their headquarters nearby. As our story opens, Caleb Phineas, wild and reckless, is riding with several of his gang towards the sheriff's office and the jail. It is quite late in the afternoon.
I'll teach that blasted sheriff to throw my brother in jail. He'll be doggone lucky if I don't gun him down for this. Throwing Tony in the jug when we need him to help with that train holdup tonight. I'll show that sheriff. All right. You hombres stay here in case anybody comes along. I'll handle this by myself. All right, Sheriff. Don't reach for your gun.
What are you doing here, Cale?
What does it look like? Come out from behind that desk and let Tony out of that cage.
It's mighty risky going against the law like this, Kenny. You're asking for a sight of trouble.
I said come out from behind that desk. Yeah, that's more like it, Sheriff. Now, keep them hands in the air. Now, unlock that cage door.
Why, you coyote, if you think I'm afraid of you.
Yes,
you or your bastard gun, eh?
All right, since you want the butt of this gun on your head, but only you get it.
What's going on out there?
I'll be right with you, Tony, as soon as I get the sheriff's keys. Sheriff thought he could get away with rushing.
I'm sure I'm glad you got here, Cale.
What'd he throw you in for?
Charge of disturbing the peace. I wasn't worrying about that, but he sent a message over to the Marshal of Medicine Bow asking if I was wanted there on that charge of murder last month.
Well, they ain't keeping no brother of mine in jail, no matter what the charge is. Come on, Tony.
Did he kill the sheriff?
Nah, just gun-whipped him a little. All right, give me a hand. We'll heave him into that cage and lock the door.
Right.
Then before we knock over that railroad express car tonight, we'll go to the cafe and eat.
You a deputy marshal, Cisco?
So it seems, Pancho.
Deputy marshal of Medicine Bow, no?
See? While putting a new roof on his house, the marshal of Medicine Bow fell to the ground and broke his leg.
So he asked you to bring Tony and Phineas Bandito back to Medicine Bow.
See, amigo. Mm-hmm. I have an idea that is not going to be an easy job.
Oh, you bring in the banditos before, Cisco? A lot of banditos.
I know these two. Tony Phineas is a bad enough hombre, but that brother of his, Cale Phineas, is one of the wildest mavericks I ever met up with.
When did you meet him before, Cisco?
A year or so ago in New Mexico.
Oh?
He and his brother were cowhands down on a big rancho.
Uh-huh.
It was after that they became banditos.
Man, Pancho, I think you have much trouble, Cisco. Look where you ran to Rawlins now.
Yeah. Before we go to the jail to get Tony Phineas, let us stop in at the Longhorn Cafe.
Bueno, Cisco. That's a good idea.
Oh, there
are horses. Oh, look. A lot of horses to hitch rail, Cisco.
Yeah, that means a lot of hombres in the cafe. But we can get waited on. Come on.
Fine to see two places to sit.
Hey, wait, Pancho. They are the Phineas brothers over at the corner table.
But Cisco, Tony Phineas is supposed to be in the jail.
See, something is wrong. We better go right over and talk to the sheriff.
Before we eat?
We can eat later. I want to know what this means.
Uh-oh. Those hombres, they see us, Cisco. You look over this way.
Come on, Pancho.
Hey, you! Cisco Kid! Wait a minute.
What do you want with me, hombre?
Hey, boys. You know who this is? This is the Cisco Kid. And, well, what do you know if he ain't wearing the tin of a deputy marshal? Bet I'd look good with that on. Hand it over, Cisco. I want to see.
You are looking for trouble, Cale Finnish. You are likely to find it.
And when you find it, you not like it.
So that's the way you feel about it, huh?
Uh-huh.
Deputy marshal. Come on, boys. We'll find out how much of a deputy marshal he is right now.
I'm with you, Cale.
Hey, we fight many hombres, Cisco.
It looks that way, Pancho. Since they want to fight, we'll give them a fight.
Well, one hombre go down.
We can keep them from getting behind us. We can give a good account.
Look, that's Cisco to get behind you.
That's just what we was aiming to do. Now we got Cisco. We'll get you, Patty.
Oh, not get me, Patty.
There. By thunder, that Cisco's quite a fighter at that.
You bet he is, Cale. We better get out of here. Cisco may have some friends around.
Not a bad idea, Tony. Let's be going, boys.
You see, Cisco. Oh, somebody hit Pancho with a locomotive.
Yeah, they got behind us, amigo. There's so many, we could not help it. Here, I'll help you get up.
Everybody in the car, they fight with us.
Yeah, it seemed that way. But never mind. We must go talk with the sheriff as soon as we can get there.
Hey, Flint, you ride on back and keep an eye on Cisco, will you?
What's the idea, Tony?
Idea is Cisco ain't wearing that deputy marshal star just for the fun of it. We better have Cisco watch.
Why? Go on, Flint, do as Tony told you.
Flint's the best shadow in the whole country. He can be right behind an hombre for a whole evening, and the hombre will never know it.
Yeah, chances are Cisco will check with the sheriff.
Yeah, probably. Say, you don't suppose he's got wind of this here train robbery, do you, Cale?
I don't know how he could get wind of it. Just the boys and you know about it.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, we better hustle to get to camp and line up our equipment. Then we'll ride to the water tank and wait there. The engine always takes on water.
I sure hope there's some money in that express company car.
Well, I reckon there will be. Money for the construction payroll to Cherokee and Rock Springs. All right, come on.
Yeah! Boy, the sheriff's door is open, Cisco.
Well, let us go in.
Nobody in the office neither.
Well, the sheriff would not leave his door open. Not when he left the office.
He must be here somewhere, then.
I'll have a look. Suitcases over there.
Pancho got two.
Pancho?
Huh?
There's the sheriff in the first cage.
Lay on the floor. He may be dead, no?
See you, Sheriff. See you, Sheriff.
Yeah, open up that door.
Where's the key?
There's a spare key in the middle drawer of the desk.
You get it if you will, Pancho.
Yeah, I got it.
How long have you been in there, Senor Sheriff?
I don't know. I come to once. Must have dropped off again. Well, my head's splitting in two.
Did the Phineas boys have anything to do with this?
Yeah, they had everything to do with it. He'll come here and try to make me let Tony loose, and when I refuse, he comes with me.
Gracias, Chico. Yeah, now we'll help you, Senor Sheriff. Come on.
Thanks. Hey, ain't you the Cisco Kid?
Si, Senor Sheriff.
Pancho, we come to get Tony Phineas, bandido.
Let us attend to that cut on the sheriff's head, Pancho.
Who?
After that, we can talk about Tony Phineas. Yeah, sit down on the bench, Senor Sheriff.
Bastard, all everything's gone wrong today.
I'm trying to get some orders to be in the
court. You come here, Cisco, expecting to find Tony Phineas, and he ain't here.
Don't not worry,
my
Sheriff.
My brother's coming in on the train tonight. He used to be the manager of the lead mines.
You can meet the train if you feel able to, Sheriff. Pancho and I will go after Tony.
That'll be a big help, Cisco. I can tell you how to get to their camp.
Cisco, hombre, listen outside. I'm trying to see him stick his head around the door.
Probably one of the bandidos from the Phineas gang. Pancho, I told you this job would not be easy.
All right, you hombres, shut up and listen.
I'll be right down there. I'll take care.
Now, when we get to the water tank tonight, here's how we'll be stationed for that holdup. Muddy, you and Davis,
hey,
you get it.
Listen.
reckon we better see who this hombre is.
That might be Flint, Cale.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's Flint.
Well, what'd you find out?
Cisco Kid may be riding out here after Tony. And here's something, Cale. The sheriff's brother's coming in on that train tonight.
He is, huh? I'm sure glad I know that. We'll take him off the train when we go aboard.
What about Cisco coming out here?
We'll be on the lookout for him. All right. Now, here's what we'll do.
Leave our horses here, Poncho. Why will not keep on riding, Cisco?
According to the sheriff's directions, we are close to the camp of the bandidos.
Good, clear, moonlight night tonight, no?
Yeah, we can see quite well. So, too, can the bandidos. Follow me, amigo. Make no noise.
You take Tony and kill Phineas, both?
Our job is to take Tony Phineas back to Medicine Bow, Poncho. And there's a camp up ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
You stay here, Poncho. I'll creep up as close as I can get and listen.
I'm glad to go too.
Do as I say, amigo. But let me see. I do not think I will take the path between those two big boulders there.
Well, why not, Cisco? Why not?
It's a perfect place for dragos.
No dragos, Cisco. Bandidos know we come here.
Do not forget that hombre who was listening at the sheriff's office. I'll go around those boulders.
Cisco, too careful. It takes too long to go around. There's no dragos. I'm fine surprise, Cisco. I'm bound to take the path between the boulders. Cisco gets to the camp. Pound to be there waiting for Cisco.
All right, Flint, rope him.
What all this? Not your old Pound. Hey, Cisco! Cisco!
Stop, Flint! Hey,
Trail!
We got one of them!
Cisco! Cisco! Bandidos, rope Pancho!
Oh, you're asking for trouble again, Cisco?
Hey, take this rope, Pancho!
Have you no sense at all, Pancho?
Come on, boys! Right.
Maybe I can get this rope on the Cisco.
Nice work, boy. Now we got him. Close in, boy. Slug him. Slug him out. I got Cisco.
With pleasure.
Oh. Yeah. Try to sneak up on us, will they? Before I get through with Cisco, he'll wish he'd never heard of us.
Captured in the outlaws' camp, our friends are in serious trouble. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Phineas Boys. Deputized by the Marshal of Medicine Bow to bring the outlaw Tony Phineas back from Rawlins on extradition, the Cisco Kid arrived in Rawlins to find that Tony's brother Caleb had sprung him from the jail. Following the sheriff's directions, Cisco and Poncho went to the bandits' camp that night, only to be struck down and captured as a result of Poncho disobeying Cisco. Oh.
Yeah, they sure walked into that trap pretty.
The fat one walked into it, Cale. Cisco was too smart. He was going by the other path.
Only one reason I didn't kill Cisco right here and now.
What's that?
Because he's out cold. And I want him to know this is the second time I got the best of him.
Mm. We ought to get going, Cale. We're going to get to the water tank by the time that train gets there.
That's just the point. We ain't got a minute to lose. Hey, boys! Tie these two and throw them into that hut where we keep our gear.
All right.
Hustle up about it.
Flint, you stay here and keep guard outside the hut, just in case that sheriff should bring a posse out here. I'll attend to that Cisco Kid when we get back.
Come on. Let's go.
See, Cisco. Oh, Poncho's head feels. Oh.
Quieto, quieto, amigo.
Can you understand me?
See, Cisco, but Poncho's head feels.
Quieto, quieto, I say.
One of the bandidos is on guard outside this hut.
Poncho's hand tied, Cisco, and Poncho's feet is tied.
So are mine. But I
think I can get free. The
Bonjour did not make a good job of tying me.
Aren't you that member?
I like pretended to be unconscious. I wanted to hear what they said.
What they said?
That Bandido Tony spoke of getting to the water tank by the time the train got there.
And they hold up the train, no?
It can mean nothing else, Pancho. There. The rope gave way a little bit. It will give away just a little bit more. Bueno.
Did you free now, Cisco?
See, one hand is free, amigo. Now, the other hand is also free. Then tie the rope on my ankle. Then I'll untie you.
Bueno. Gracias. Now we go after the guard, huh?
This time, Pancho, you will do as I tell you, or you and I will have trouble. Make no mistake about that.
Pancho, do what you tell Pancho.
Very well. We'll wait right here until I call to you. Mm-hmm. Is that clear?
It's clear, clear, clear.
Bueno. Only be a few moments. Must not give the guard a chance to shoot. I'll wait until he turns his back. Now, it's... All right. Pancho. See, Pancho. We'll get our horses and head for the water tank.
There she is. Just starting upgrade.
Yeah. Better get your masks on, boys.
You're sure there'll be construction company payroll money on the express car, eh, Cale?
Payroll money comes through on this day of the week. That ain't no secret.
Yeah. What about getting the sheriff's brother off the train?
I'll attend to that, Tony.
You know him by sight?
Of course I know him by sight. I knew the whole family back in Missouri. You was too young to remember, but I still remember. Yeah, I'll know him when I see him. Don't worry. All right. Now get this, boys. When this train stops, you head for the locomotive, Tony.
Right.
Get the engineer and fireman out and head them up the track. Jeb, you, Hank, and Simmy get in the passenger car and keep the passengers quiet. Ed, you and Sawtell get in that express company car and open the money safe. Use dynamite if you have to.
What are you going to be doing, Cale?
I'll be overseeing the job. Going after the sheriff's brother. All right, now, go on to your places.
All right, boys! All right, you two in that cab. Come on down. Come on, come on. Now get going up the track. Go on before I start shooting.
That's the way to do it, Tony. Now go on over and help Ed and Sawtell.
Right.
Right, Tony, this is an
outrage. Well, well, well. They got off the train to see what was going on, huh? Howdy, Frank.
Open this door!
Who are you?
That don't make any difference. Main thing is, I know you're the sheriff's brother, and you're just the hombre I wanted to see. All right, come on with me.
What's the idea?
You'll find out. This way.
Open up!
Tony, come here.
I want to open the door of this car.
I'll tend to that. Come here. Here's the hombre we want, Tony. Start back for camp with him. Tie his hands and make him walk ahead of
you. You bandits.
Cross them wrists behind your back, hombre.
I'll do nothing of the kind.
Cross. You're going to get tough about it, are you? Well, we'll see how tough you get. Let me get a crack at him, Tony. Yeah. Reckon he'll do as you say now. All right. Get going to camp with him. Rest of us will be along soon as we dynamite this express car.
Why we not gallop no more, Cisco?
We are getting near the water tank, Pancho. I do not want any of the bandidos to hear us.
You see the bandidos very soon, huh?
We may be able to see down to the tank from this rise of ground.
Fine to see some lights down there, Cisco.
Those are the lights in the cars, Pancho.
In the car?
That is the train.
Oh.
Let us ride down there and... No. Momento.
What do you see, Tony?
Down on the trail.
On the trail? What?
Someone is coming up this way, amigo.
Hombre on horseback.
See, and another hombre ahead of him. On foot.
On foot? What does it mean, Cisco?
Well, that is just what I intend to find out. Hey, Pancho. Hey, Diablo. Get back off the trail. Quick.
See, Cisco. Loco. Diablo. Okay, come on. Come on.
Keep moving, you.
Oh, let me rest a minute. I ain't used to this.
Being the sheriff's brother, you're too good to walk, eh? Keep moving.
The sheriff's brother. And the other one is Tony Phineas. I don't know what to tell
you. Yeah, you'll be mighty sorry for this when my brother catches up with you, you buzzard.
He ain't gonna catch up with me.
There you are. Have it covered.
Whoa, hold it, boy. Whoa.
I'll not be too sure of that, Tony Phineas.
Who are you?
I'm called the Cisco Kid, senor. A friend of yours. Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
Take the bandera's guns. As soon as he dismounts.
Oh, you got away, Cisco.
Si.
Pancho, get the guns.
Hey, Judas, this does my heart good. I'll tie this scoundrel and turn him over to my brother when we get into Rawlins.
You help him, Pancho. Let me have those two guns. They will help.
There. Now you'll be hog-tied in good shape, Phineas. If only we had your brother, too.
Stay here with this one, senor. Pancho and I have another job to attend to.
Diablo!
Diablo!
Easy, Diablo. This time, Pancho, we need not be quiet.
Yell, no?
Si. I want those banditos to think they are being attacked by a big posse. Come on. Up, get up.
Go over now. Then I can capture all the banditos. Just move out, Cisco.
I do not care about that just yet, amigo. I want to capture Gale Phineas. We can round up the others later on. All right, start making noise.
Ha! Look out, banditos. A big bunch of them.
Sheriff. Send 10 of your men over to the left. Here. Going to get away, Care Phineas. Not if I can help it.
And I think I can. Hold. Give it to the bandito, Cisco.
As you say, Pancho.
Man to man, huh? I always did think I could flick you, Cisco.
You have your chance. Right now, bandito. So you better make the most of it.
I'll make the most of it, you sidewinder.
Look out, Cisco. Pick up a big rock.
Now. I'll get you.
You cannot even throw a rock straight, Pancho.
Hit him, Cisco. He's not quite fair.
I did not expect he would. So let us end this fight just as soon as possible.
Well, that ended, Cisco.
Keep on going, Tony Phineas. Blast it all. Got here too late to see you whip him, Cisco. You say the word, and I'll let loose this here skunk, and him and I'll go at it.
No, senor. There has been enough fighting already.
Too much fighting. Not enough eating, huh?
You are right, Pancho. Let us get these banditos to jail. Then we will go and have our supper. Si, Pancho.
Those Phineas hombres not so tough as they think.
A bandito is seldom as tough as he thinks he is, amigo. But now that we have turned Tony Phineas over to the marshal here in Medicine Bow...
Si, and now Cale Phineas in the jail in New Orleans.
What would you like to do, Pancho?
Pancho would like to ride back to New Orleans.
But we just came from there, Chico.
Pancho would like to go back to New Orleans to see Juanita.
Oh, senorita.
Si. Pancho want to find out why Juanita married Pancho.
Tell me, when did you meet this Juanita, senorita Pancho?
Well, long time ago. We come to Rawlins, Cisco.
And she is angry at you?
And mad.
Well, have you no idea why?
No idea why.
Tell me about the last time you called to see this Juanita.
Well, Pancho go in the house and he say, do you like candy, Juanita?
You walked in the house and said, do you like candy, Juanita?
Yeah.
And what did she say?
She said, si, Pancho, Juanita love candy.
And what did you say to that, Chico?
Pancho here. Pancho bring a pan. Let us make some fudge, no?
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Up, Diablo!
<Diablo. laughs> so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Poncho by Harry Lang.